Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Federal regulators are floating several options for reining in the practice of short-selling stocks. Members of the Securities and Exchange Commission are meeting today to vote on new rules restricting short-selling in which traders try to profit from a stock's decline by selling borrowed shares, then buying them back when the stock falls and returning them to the lender. The short seller pockets the difference in price. Proponents of short-selling say it can make markets more efficient, but companies and regulators maintain that the practice widened the scope of the financial crisis and contributed to the collapse in value last fall of a number of bank stocks, as well as the demise of investment bank Lehman Brothers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 78.45 is up 55.5 points. The NASDAQ at 15.85 is up 23.5, while the S&P 500 is at 823, and it's up 7.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
WASDE is releasing its April numbers tomorrow morning, and you can receive them in your mailbox shortly after their release. It's as easy as going to our website, WILLAG.org, and in the right navigation window, clicking on the link that says subscribe to our newsletter. It's a free service that we offer to you. Checking in now with a look at the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike. Oh, there's not Mike there.
That was definitely not me, Dave.
How about now?
How about now? Well, you know, the way my voice has been acting this morning, it might be better just to listen to a few minutes of nice soothing music. But we've got some weather to talk about. More cool conditions for the Midwest, but it looks like we're going to start to replace that trend with a warm-up that will cause some snow melt across the upper Midwest. And once again, concerns will be focused on the Red River of the North. That should have another significant crest later this month. And if the crest comes close to what occurred in late March and early April, we could be talking about the widespread flooding again. Another large storm system brings significant precipitation to the Red River Basin. Crests could actually exceed those levels experienced recently, but right now it doesn't look like any storm of such a magnitude is on the horizon. We do have more weather systems that will be traveling across from the west to the east, and precipitation is expected to be above normal over the next 2 weeks for a good portion of the U.S. The only exceptions look to be from Southern California into southwestern New Mexico and New England, from the eastern Great Lakes in through northern Maine. Those are the two areas expecting below average precipitation for the next couple weeks. The heaviest precipitation, or that precipitation exceeding the average by the highest amount, is expected to stretch from eastern Oklahoma across Arkansas, northern Mississippi, Alabama, and all the way into the western Carolinas, right across the Tennessee Valley. Looks to be, again, the area that would be experiencing the highest above average precipitation over the next 2 weeks. So we'll keep that in mind as we start to, again, transition from the cool weather to a little bit milder conditions across the area. And we need some warm, we need some dry weather if we're going to get out into the fields and do the pre-planting work that will come before the season really gets going. As far as the Delta in the southeast, cool conditions there as well. Frosts and light freezes occurred in much of the southeast and in parts of the Delta this morning, with some winter wheat possibly damaged in northeastern and east central parts of Alabama. and northern and west central parts of Georgia, where lows dropped all the way down into the mid to upper 20s. The area of winter wheat may have been damaged is small and should not be a significant impact production-wise. Corn has not likely developed far enough to be damaged by any of the frosts or freezes this morning. As far as Argentina, no significant changes in their outlook over the next 2 weeks, mostly dry weather prevailing through the weekend, and then a few showers occurring early next week with greater rainfall likely late next week and into the following weekend. Temperatures will remain well above average for the first week of the outlook, then cooler with increasing rainfall for the second week of a two-week forecast. No risk of frost or freezes is appearing in the forecast over the next 2 weeks. And in Brazil, rainfall yesterday and early today from Mato Grosso, Goiás, and the Tocantins through southern Minas Gerais. The forecast remains pretty similar, with southern Brazil experiencing net drying over the first week of a two-week forecast period. A few showers occurring, but rainfall unlikely to counter evaporative loss. Rain will increase in southern Brazil late next week and into the following weekend, and that should slow down the field progress for a little while. Moisture in southern Brazil late next week will help to assure good crop moisture for the immature soybeans and the second corn crop. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 590 unchanged, last trade down 3. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 540 up a quarter, last trade down 4. July, 551 and a half down a quarter, last trade down 4. December, 599 unchanged, last trade down 4. May corn opened at 396 down a quarter, last trade down 4 and a half. July, 406 down a half, last trade down 5 and a half. December, 427 down a half, last trade down 5 and a half. May beans opened at 986 and a half down 3, last trade up 2 and a half. July, 984 and a half down 3 and a half, last trade up 1 and a quarter. November, 903 and a quarter down 5 and a quarter, last trade down a quarter. May soybean meal opened at 305.90 down 30, last trade up 130. May soybean oil opened at 34.67 down 17. Last trade, down 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chris Corum of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am well. How about yourself, sir?
Not too bad. Coming in this morning, looking towards a crop report tomorrow and a three-day weekend. So looking for the markets maybe to hopefully bounce back a little bit after yesterday. Hoping so, anyway.
Well, I'm going to put it rather bluntly to you and say, is the corn rally, the spring rally, out of gas unless we see weather delays?
I would have to say so. Yesterday, I think what I've been reading, Citibank kind of hurt the market yesterday. They basically came out and said sell off ADM because I believe that the company's major business lines are deteriorating, mainly the oilseed processing, and that the utilization rates are at 12-year lows, you know, especially with the crush margins. So and then they came out and basically said that they're moving from their bear stance on the U.S. dollar to a bullish stance, so against the euro. So both of those things kind of helped drive the market down, and I think that we possibly will get a little bounce back. I think this morning we're going to open, you know, beans flat to mix and corn down 4 to 6, wheat down 2 to 5. But I think maybe by later in the session we'll bounce back a little bit. People, maybe a little profit taking this morning, gearing up to getting ready for the report tomorrow.
If we don't see 170 million bushels on the WASDE report for ending stocks for beans, do we sell off tomorrow?
I think that could possibly happen, yes. I really do. I just don't see a lot of strength bean-wise to, you know, possibly. I think meal and soil, though, are almost, I see signs that they're bottoming out. So that would be the only thing that would help.
And in the wheat, do you think we saw any hard red winter wheat freeze damage overnight?
Well, the funds, they were kind of scared that you know, that the frost that hit the southern parts of the hard wheat belt, you know, because they didn't have the snow cover to protect it, mm-hmm. may have done some damage. And, of course, in the, you know, in the spring areas, we're still a little, you know, may still lose a few acres there. So I don't know. I think wheat is going to be pretty steady here. I think that, you know, with those things, may get a little bump in wheat just based on those weather problems.
I was going to ask, does it even matter if you're not getting any export business?
You know, right now it doesn't look like it does. You know, kind of surprising. And I think, Dave, and I know we've been beating this horse for, you know, for the last 18 months, but mm-hmm. there's just so many other outside factors in the marketplace other than grain fundamentals that are driving things, and that's, you know, that's the dollar and crude. And, of course, the Dow's got a little, you know, I looked at it a few minutes ago and it was up 50 points, so, you know, that's going to give us a little boost here probably sometime during the session. So, yeah, I mean, the outside factors are still there other than the, you know, so exports being one of the, to me, a major grain fundamental, just doesn't seem like it's looking at that too much.
And very quickly, calls.
Again, I think beans will kind of, I think everything's going to kind of carry on with okay. the overnight, so beans flat to mixed on the open, corn down 4 to 6 on the open, wheat down maybe 2 to 5,
okay.
but I think
nice.
we'll bounce back at some point during the
Thanks,
season.
Chris.
You bet.
We're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.